for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Some of you will have heard me mention the book In the Shelter, Finding a Home in the World by Irish poet and theologian Padre Gotuma. In it, he explores ideas of shelter, welcome, and home. This book is not about shelter or home as a destination or location. It's about finding peace and rest right where we are. It's about finding connection and belonging and a feeling of home and sanctuary wherever we are. Our readings this morning have threads of home and rest all through them. We hear of David, settled in his house and given rest from his enemies. We hear of Israel planted so that they may live in their own place. The letter to the Ephesians describes Jesus as the cornerstone in the home God is building. And then our gospel, with Jesus' invitation to the disciples to come away to a deserted place and rest a while. The problem with needing a location for a sense of home or a destination to experience rest is that life often doesn't work that way. How often do we have hopes and plans only to find that things don't go the way we expect? Our gospel passage this morning reminds us of this. Jesus and the disciples might have had a plan to get away to a quiet place, to reconnect with one another and with God, but that's not what happens. As they reach the shore, they find a crowd like sheep without a shepherd, people yearning, people searching for presence and connection, for healing and wholeness, people searching for a sense of home and belonging. Jesus walked this earth with a fluid, spirit-led plan that pivoted and adjusted according to who and what was in front of him. This is exactly what happens in this morning's story. Jesus and the disciples pivot from retreat mode to a mode of compassion and presence. They adjust their plan, trusting in God's presence, trusting in the movement of God's Spirit. Jesus did pivot and adjust constantly in his ministry. He asked the disciples to do this, and he asks us to live this way. How did they do it? How did they manage their weariness? How did they reconnect and recharge? Reconnect with God and with each other? How are we to do it? How are we to manage our weariness as we face life's challenges and injustices? Jesus did it with a particular kind of divine rest. He invited the disciples and everyone he encountered into this rest, and he invites us into it. This isn't a rest that depends on location or destination. It's a resting with. It's a resting in God with us and us with each other. Quaker mystic Thomas Kelly said this: "Deep within us all, there is an amazing inner sanctuary of the soul, a holy place, a divine center, a speaking voice to which we may continually return. Eternity is at our hearts, pressing upon our time-torn lives, warming us with intimations of an astounding destiny, calling us home unto itself. Calling us home unto itself." Jesus was always at home in God's presence. He drew those around him into that presence, and he draws us into it too. This presence and connection is our way home. John Dominic Crossan offers the metaphor, God as electricity, always there, offering freedom to connect or not connect. Jesus was at home in his inner sanctuary of the soul. Jesus was always plugged into God's presence. We are always, continually invited to plug in to God's presence. As I encounter this morning's gospel story, I find myself thinking about the title of one of Jon Kabat-Zinn's books, "Wherever You Go, There You Are." Richard Rohr expresses this idea in his book, The Divine Dance, where he says, "You can't get here. There is no place to get to. You can only be here." This morning's story of pivoting and adjusting reminds us that we can rest in God's presence wherever we go, wherever we are. We are invited to focus not on getting anywhere, but rather on being wherever we are with grace and compassion. We are invited to respond to whatever is before us at home in God's presence. Padre Gotuma's book title, In the Shelter, comes from an old Irish proverb that says, "It is in the shelter of each other that the people live." The word-for-word translation of this is, "We live in each other's shadow." There is ambiguity here. We can be shelter and protection for one another, or shadow and shade. The bottom line is that in our humanity, we are all connected. And what we do in this life is always shelter or shade for another. This is how Jesus lived, and it's how he asks us to live. There can be no away to rest for a while that ignores these connections. True rest, true belonging is when we find our home in God's presence and when we acknowledge that we live in the shelter of each other. Today, our collect drew us together with these words: "Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us pure hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth." We find rest. We find our true sense of home our true sense of belonging in God. And for us, as Christians, Jesus is our way to God. Our hearts are restless until we find and connect with God, and we do that with and through Jesus, with and through one another, with and through all of creation. There are places where we may find it easier to plug in to God's presence. Plugging in to God's presence to recharge and to realign with God's will for us is a compelling reason to gather for worship. I pray that this place, this sanctuary at Ascension, will be a place to plug in to God's presence this morning. May you feel at home in God's presence as we pray together and as you receive communion. This week, I invite you to rest in God's presence with you. May you feel loved. May you feel that you belong, that you are at home in that presence. You are loved. You are at home in God's love. You do belong. Remember that we are all part of that belonging and that we are shelter for one another. Look for ways to offer rest and refreshment to those you encounter this week with loving presence. Look for ways to move with grace and compassion today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.